Hello from the summit of Mount Washington. FRM on June 4th, the summit was under mostly cloudy skies with a visibility of 50 miles. The temperature is 50 degrees with winds from the northwest at 16 miles per hour, providing a wind chill of 44 degrees. The barometer was reading 23.93 inches and rising. Yesterday on the summit, our high was 58 degrees and our low was 45. Our peak wind gust was from the northwest at 45 miles per hour, and current ground conditions consist of dry rocks. Well, looking at the weather map, high pressure crests over the area on Tuesday, then slides offshore as a weak backdoor cold front swings overhead on Tuesday afternoon, and an upper-level trough approaches from the west on Wednesday. Tuesday will start with sunny skies as high pressure builds down over the area. Temperatures will once again climb to above normal as winds decrease beneath the cresting ridge. Fair skies on Tuesday morning will erode to increasingly cloudy skies overhead in the afternoon. High clouds will spread in from the west as low clouds bubble up from the mountains as a weak backdoor cold front moves in aloft. Increasing moisture and the added instability will likely lead to a few isolated rain showers during the afternoon and early evening hours. While the threat of thunderstorms remains low on Tuesday, an isolated rumble of thunder cannot be completely ruled out. Tuesday night, convective clouds and showers will taper. A moist flow in the lower levels will likely lead to intermittent summit fog, while clouds overhead continue to thicken lower as the trough approaches from the west. The upper-level trough will spread rain showers across the summits on Wednesday, and increasing instability on Wednesday afternoon could lead to convective activity. Stronger cells could provide heavy rainfall or strong thunderstorms. Cells look like they will be slow-moving, so areas with prolonged heavy rain could experience flash flooding risks. Downdrafts could also bring strong, localized winds during the afternoon and early evening. Convective activity will taper Wednesday night for most areas, but is expected to fire back up on Thursday. For your 48-hour higher summits weather outlook, Tuesday the summits will be mostly in the clear under increasingly cloudy skies. There'll be a slight chance of afternoon rain showers. Temps will rise to the upper 50s. Winds will be from the northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 20 miles per hour, becoming light and variable at times. Tuesday night, the summits will be in and out of the clouds under mostly cloudy skies. There'll be a slight chance of rain showers. Temps will fall to around 50 degrees. Winds will be from the northwest, shifting to the west at 5 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Wednesday, the summits will be in and out of the clouds under mostly cloudy skies. Expect scattered rain showers, possibly heavy at times, with afternoon thunderstorms. Temps will rise to the upper 50s. Winds will be from the west at 15 to 30 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 20 miles per hour, becoming light and variable at times. However, higher gusts will be possible with thunderstorm activity. And Wednesday night, the summits will be mostly in the clouds under mostly cloudy skies. Expect scattered rain showers. Thunderstorms will be likely early. Temps will fall to the upper 40s. Winds will be from the west, shifting to the south at 5 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 30 miles per hour. And that is your 48-hour higher summits weather outlook. This is meteorologist Ryan Knapp reporting from the Mount Washington Observatory on the summit of Mount Washington, New Hampshire.